beware. Beware. This is a warning. The Grim Reaper of Radio, Bob Romanek, with his off-the-record show, is about to air. He's probably the nastiest and craziest son of a bitch that you've ever had the misfortune to encounter. The Grim Reaper show will be very controversial and probably quite tasteless. If you are even slightly offended by controversial matter concerning religion, racial matters, politics, or life's problems, you are hereby warned to turn this program off immediately. The Grim Reaper show will be, like his face, very scary and very ugly. At this time, not proudly, but shamefully, presents to you Bob Romanek, the craziest son of a bitch on the radio today.
The nurses all gathered round, and they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. 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 Bad to the bone.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Romanek, the craziest, no goodness, rottenest son of a bitch you'll ever want to hear on the radio. And unless you people don't get up in the morning and drive to work or drive wherever you're going, you people are probably as crazy and as pissed off as I am. Politics, racial issues, all kind of crap going on, and these politicians want us to sit back and take it. I don't think any of us are going to take it anymore. Before we get going, with us, a good friend of ours, a great, great Shriner, Mr. Tony Rustenberg. Tony, how the hell are you doing today, sir?
Good morning, Bob. How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm doing good. What's going on in the Shriner's world today, Tony?
Well, Bob, I'm calling you to remind you that Saturday night is our annual spaghetti dinner. And this year we're having our spaghetti dinner and dance at the Scottish Rite in Belleville at 1549 Frank Scott Parkway. It starts at 6 p.m. The doors open. 7 p.m. is dinner. 8 p.m. is live music by Amber Fade, a great band that plays at Shotzi's and around the local area. Very good band. Your dinner includes salad, spaghetti, bread, desserts, and adult beverages for a low price of $15. Donation to the Shriners.
Well, I'll tell you what, Tony. I hope, and the radio station will be there. I hope everybody shows up. I can't ever say it enough, Tony, what the Shriners do for our children. You know, I love children and I love animals, and you guys got half of it covered because you guys are the unsung heroes. You're like the firemen, the policemen, the first responders, our brave, proud military. Nobody thinks about a situation until they're in need, But you guys are all around this great country doing great things for our children. And I want to salute you as always, Tony. You, Tony, and every other Shriner all throughout this country, because you guys never, never get enough praise. But I want to praise you today. I want to honor you guys today and every day. And I hope everybody out there understands what the Shriners do. I know you guys don't like to brag about it, but it's amazing how you take care of the children, the needy children that parents can't take care of them for whatever reason, and you guys are out there spending your time, your money, your effort, being away from your family. So again, Tony, I want to salute you guys for all you do. I know, again, you don't want the recognition, but you guys deserve it. And what a great group. Do you have anything else coming up, Tony, for the Shriners?
We have that coming up and a few other events that are on our website. If they go to www.inodshriners.com, it has all of our events on it, and you can go in there and look at that. But we would like the public to come out Saturday night and support the spaghetti dinner and dance at the Scottish Rite, the Valley. It's a very, very nice venue. We moved it there this year. It has a great, ample seating. We'll be having a silent auction. We'll be having different hot shot cards throughout the night as a fundraiser. And we appreciate what KQQZ does for us also.
Hey, Tony, it's only a fraction of what you guys do. Now, the Shriners Temple, that's right down from Belleville Memorial Hospital on Frank Scott Parkway. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. That is the Scottish Rite, the Masonic Scottish Rite, Valley of Southern Illinois. And like I said, the doors open at 6 p.m., Bob. Dinner will be served at 7. It's a great homemade dinner by the Shriners. They'll be cooking the meat sauce tonight there and getting it ready for Saturday. And it's a great meal. You were there last year and you enjoyed it, Bob. And I think you're the one that could pretty well testify how good it is.
Yeah, well, Tony, I could testify that not quite as good as what you guys do for our children, but it's actually pretty good food. And again, it's this Saturday night, right, Tony? Doors open at 6, food's at 7, and the band starts at 8. Is that correct?
That is correct. That is correct, Bob. And like I said, we'll have a silent auction. We'll have some other fundraisers there. It's just an overall fun night for not only the Shriners, but also for the general public to get enlightened of what we do for the kids.
Mr. Tony Rustenberg, thank you as always, sir. A great Shriner, and all you Shriners, again, thank you for all you do for our children. We'll be there Saturday night. Hopefully everybody else will show up. Let's support our Shriners who support our less fortunate children. Thank you very much, Tony. You have a good day, buddy.
You too, sir. Thank you, Bob.
Uh-huh. You know, the Shriners, what a great, cannot say enough good about the Shriners all throughout this great country. Now, people say, hey, they get a little wild. They go out, they go to these picnics and parades, and they're in there every weekend. They're spending time away from their families. Some of the Shriners like to drink a little bit, but that's okay. Everybody that likes to drink a little bit, but these guys, I tell you, what great people. And if anybody has come in contact through a personal misfortune and had to deal with the Shriners, you know what I'm talking about. A bunch of great, great guys. Hope to see you there Saturday night. We'll be there. Doors open at 6, dinner at 7, band at 8 o'clock, right down from Memorial Hospital and Althoff in Belleville, Illinois. Safe, nice, safe area of Belleville. So if you guys can make it Saturday night, come out and support the Shriners who support the less fortunate children. That's all you need to know. I talked yesterday, and I'm so tired. I'm so tired of everyone saying I'm a racist, saying I'm a whatever they want to say about me. It's not really good. I probably can't use a lot of the terms on the radio, but that's okay. Don't really give a damn. I'm telling you people the way it is. You know, I brought the story out about Belleville West. Now, in today's paper, as always, the Belleville News Slimer crap. They always follow suit because they always listen. Front page, top full, charges filed against student in connection with Belleville West fight. They can't give the name. Here's a 16, 17, 18-year-old student. And I say, if you do something wrong, you should be acknowledged for it. You should be told who this person is. Now, I'm under the impression that it's a nigger that started this fight at the school. They're not going to release his name. Now, if he was 16 and killed somebody, I guess they still wouldn't release his name. But it just bothers me as an ex-policeman. how they want to protect our students, and I want to protect our students. I love children, love animals, but I'll be damned if somebody's an ass white bastard going to start a riot at a high school, and you're not going to give their name out because they're a juvenile. Juvenile court. They'll be held in juvenile court on aggravated battery. That's 10, 15, 20 years if you're an adult. But no, if you're a juvenile, nothing's going to happen. The other juveniles were released to their parents. Now, nobody knows what's going on. We still do not know what's going on. But the state's attorney's office, and I guess that's the law, so I can't really hold the state's attorney's office responsible, said he could not release the name of the students because this is a juvenile court case. Now, you politicians, you ass wipe, no count, rotten bastard politicians, you want to do everything else for everybody else, but you don't want to do for the good people of your community? You going to let it be a secret? Who's out there doing what? And it just really pisses me off. And it comes to the point, being an ex-policeman, what happens if this guy gets out on the street and does something? Kills a person, kills two or three people. And there's been kids, 13, 14, 15, 16, that shoot their parents, kill their family members. Wouldn't you really want to know? Wouldn't you really want to know who these juveniles are walking in our community? And it pisses me off. And of course, one of the teachers, we're still talking to kids that who were involved. It's not okay to fight in schools as well as it's not okay to fight out in the community. What an intelligent, ignorant bastard that son of a bitch is. No wonder we have all the problems that we have in our high schools. But it's just really pissed me off. But I want to let you know that we exposed the story, and because of that, the News Democrat had to find out what was going on. And once again, I don't want to blame the police officers for trying to hide all this crap that's going on in Belleville. But people, I got to tell you, there's so much crap going on in Belleville. I was driving down the street last night at 7:30. It's going to sound racist, but I'm going to tell you the way I'm thinking. I'm driving down the street, starting to get dark. 14 people I saw walking down West Main, the North Belt, and a couple other streets, heading for home. Everyone was black. Everyone was black. Now, maybe that doesn't mean a lot to some people, but it means a lot to me because I've lived in the black community. White people are afraid in Belleville to come out at night. Now, you can say what you want, but I'm telling you, it's factual. You won't see middle-aged, now you'll see some young guys driving their cars or young gals, 7, 8, 9 o'clock at night. But it's hard to catch a lot of middle-aged, older white people out at night in Belleville. And it's a shame. And it's not because they don't want to be out at night. Number one, there's not much to do in Belleville at night anymore. But number two, they're afraid. You can ask any of them. They come up to me at the coffee shops or restaurants, inside the grocery stores. They're afraid. And it's a shame that we have to live in a community where people are afraid to come out of their house. People are afraid. They have to lock every door, every window, every night. And they say Belleville safe. Mark Maximus Vaginus, the big pussy Eckert, I blame you for this crap. I blame you for not saying, hey, Belleville's not safe. It's not all my fault, and it's not all your fault. It's been going on for the last 10, 12, 15 years. They talk about illegal immigration coming up from Mexico. All the niggers coming, and not the proud blacks. The proud blacks don't want to move to Belleville. The proud blacks that get out of East St. Louis, Washington Park, Brooklyn, Centerville, Allerton, Cahokia, they're not moving to Belleville. Hell, it's going to be just as bad in Belleville in the next few years as it is below the hill. An intelligent black person, they know that. They're going to Shiloh. They're going to Fairview. They're going to O'Fallon. They're getting away from the racist. And I say racist because these niggers hate white people. Niggers hate white people. You can't say anything but. When a nigger sees you walking down the street as a white person, and I've witnessed it several times, I'm waiting for somebody to walk across the street, maybe 25, 30-year-old nigger thug, got his pants down to his ass, got gold teeth, got braids all in his hair. I don't know where he gets it because I know he doesn't have a job. He must be a dope pusher, must burglarize homes. But at the end of the day, white people sit back and they say nothing. The proud blacks sit back and they say nothing. And we let this crap continue and continue and continue. I was reading, talk about the politicians. This asswipe bitch, Elizabeth Hernandez. Now, you know she's of Hispanic descent. She's from Cicero, and she's a Democrat, of course. She wants to give. Now, we can't take care of our own students. We can't take care of our families. We can't feed the hungry veterans. We can't do anything that we'd like to do. But now, the state representatives in the state of Illinois and the state senators, they're going to pass the bill because they both have Democratic supermajorities, offering a state-funded student financial aid to two groups who don't qualify for any kind of other aid: undocumented immigrants and transgender individuals. Now, they're going to pass it. We as taxpayers, now, do you know all the billions of dollars we have in unsecured pension debt in Illinois? Billions. These politicians, this Hispanic gal, and that's why she wants it, undocumented immigrants. They're coming up from Nicaragua. They're coming up from Colombia, coming up from Mexico. So Elizabeth Hernandez, an Hispanic state rep out of Cicero, Illinois, she's got a bill to give money to undocumented immigrants. What you mean is illegal immigrants should be in jail for not coming in this country the right way, and that's bad enough. But also, they're going to give special funding for transgenders. Now, I guess everybody now, you need to be transgender. You got to be gay. You got to be black and gay. And if you're a black gay woman, you got the world by the ass. But you people in Illinois, do you understand why people are moving out in droves in Illinois year after year? Pritzker wants to raise our taxes again. And they're going to raise our taxes again. They're going to put bigger fees on court costs. They're going to put bigger fees on soda products because of the sugar. They're going to put bigger fees on this and bigger fees on that. And we sit back. Hey, Osiris, get off the phone. I don't want to play with you today, you ignorant nigger. So you might as well hang up. We got Osiris wanting to talk to me, and he's going to come up with your mama, Osiris, before I get going any further. Kiss my white, hairy, stinky, wrinkled ass. But anyway, let's move on. They're going to give state assistance, because they can't get federal assistance. Hell no. But the state of Illinois, in the dire economic straits that we're in, these politicians, they've already voted in the House of Representatives for the state of Illinois, the state house. They passed the bill 66-47. Now it's going to the Illinois State Senate, which the Democrats have a supermajority. And you know, they've talked with Madigan, the Speaker of the State House. It's going to pass. We're going to be funding an education for transgender people and undocumented immigrants when we can't take care of our own. And they want more money and more money and more money. It's saying that it could make an additional cost of $9 to $10 million more for a state like Illinois, a state that's losing residents year after year, a state that owes so much in unsecured pensions. And it's not going to get anything but worse, people. It says financial student aid is available only to United States citizens. Now, what's wrong with that? What do you mean, just United States citizens? Oh, we're the one that paid the taxes. We're the one that has our families not getting a proper education because we're paying so much. Because we're paying so much in taxes. Do you see, people, when I tell you about our government You know, I love this country. But it's sometimes I hate the government, the people that run this great country. So they're going to give money to transgender people, whatever, men, women, whatever the hell transgender they are. It's going to cost us $9 or $10 million more, and we're going to give it to the undocumented, and it states right in the bill, undocumented immigrants and transgenders who can't get money anywhere else. So that's going to bring a lot more transgenders in, going to bring a lot more illegal immigrants in, and it's going to push out a lot more hardworking taxpayers, both proud white and proud black. It says Illinois will be one of the 16 states that offer in-state tuition rates to undocumented immigrants and transgender people. Do you see what's going on in Springfield? It goes on in Jeff City for your you people over in Missouri. You get the same crap. You get the same crap either way it goes. Now, the politicians are saying it's not going to cost any more money. Why? Why is it not going to cost any more money? Oh, they're going to switch some of the programs around. They're going to take away from us, the citizens of this great state, our once great state of Illinois, and they're going to give it to the illegal immigrants, and they're going to give it to the transgenders. Do you people understand now? Do you understand when I get crazy, when I go nuts? Do you understand why I do? I hope you do. Yesterday, we talked about Samuel Lee Scott, that nigger killer from St. Louis, who got out of jail for beating his wife, then went home. They bonded him out, $5,000 bond, and they bonded him out. That's a bail project that provides bail for some poor defendants that can't gain freedom. Well, some poor defendants like this asswipe Samuel Lee Scott, this nigger-killing bastard, he should have never been out of jail. But he goes back home, and he beats his wife to death. And let me give you a side note on that. His wife was white. That makes no difference to the niggers. Oh, that's another OJ. She beat herself. She took Samuel Lee Scott's hand and beat herself with it. It ain't this nigger's fault. Hell no. Who's to say it's the nigger's fault? But I have to say to that that Jimmy Edwards, he's the black St. Louis director of public safety. He's saying, and he's taking up for the police, he says the disputes that happen in jail that people are accused are inherently racist. He says, no. That's not true. He says, that's not true. He said, I don't think the right answer is to go out and find others, whether they're white or Hispanic, and lock them up just to even out the ratio between the white and the blacks. And I've said that several times, noting that African Americans are the ones primarily committing crime in St. Louis. That their representation skews higher in the jail population. Now, this is a proud black man at this point. I have to salute Jimmy Edwards, the St. Louis Director of Public Safety. Now, everybody, all the niggers are going to get pissed. You can't come out after a nigger. I don't give a damn if he's a killer or not. You can't come out after a nigger if you're black. Are you crazy? But Jimmy Edwards, the St. Louis Public Safety Director, again, I want to salute him because what he said was right. He says if you went to Jefferson County, and I believe Hillsborough's the county seat down south, he says, if you go to Jefferson County, I believe most of the people locked up there would be white. And he's probably right. But see, proud black people, they need to stand up. They need to stand up like Jimmy Edwards. They need to stand up and say, hey, in essence, you niggers, we don't give a damn if your skin color's black. We don't give a damn if our skin color's black. When you're wrong, you're wrong. Now, see, white people can't afford to do that because automatically we're racist. So white people just sit back. I hope the proud, and I've said it 1,000 times, I hope the proud black community understand what's going on. I hope they take the upper hand and stop some of this crap. Now they're going to call Jimmy Edwards, the St. Louis Director of Public Safety, a proud black man. At this point, I think he's a proud black man until he maybe turns into a nigger down the road. They're going to call him an Uncle Tom. He's siding with the white people. Well, when the white people are right, you stupid niggers. That's what people do. That's what people with any intelligence do. They side with whoever's right. Whites don't worry about the color of the skin. If we did, and we're such racists, we would have never elected Barack Obama. Don't want to think about that. If white people in this great United States, if we were so racist, we wouldn't be supporting the National Basketball Association by 95% white support. But the niggers don't want to talk about that. They just want to talk about the few instances that they can say, look at that racist, look at that white, look what he did. They never want to emphasize what all their nigger counterparts do. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romantic, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ, 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romantic, the Grim Reaper of radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romantic, the Grim Reaper of radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The only thing worse than listening to Bob Romantic, the Grim Reaper of radio, is perhaps getting your head severed. But then some will say it's a toss-up. Now, back to Bob Romantic, the Grim Reaper of radio.
Who let the dogs out?
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 When the party was nice, the party was pumping. And everybody having a ball. Until the fellas started name calling. And the girls respond to the call. I have a boomerang shout out.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
This is Bob Romantic, the Grim Reaper of radio. And you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome back to the dark side. And as always, I'm not going to take it anymore. And I thank you people that listen day in and day out. I don't think you're going to take it anymore, are you? Proud white and proud black. I hope I've educated you enough that you listen to me, you research what I say, because if you do day in and day out, you'll be as pissed of me as me, if not more pissed. You people understand what's going on. You understand you can't take much more of this. And again, no violence. Let's just all come together. You know, we talked about St. Louis. Last year, they lost over 5,000 residents, and they're anticipating losing about 10,000 this year. Hell, pretty soon, there'll be nobody but the niggers killing the niggers in North St. Louis. Everybody knows how unsafe St. Louis is. Everybody knows how unsafe Belleville is. Granite City's becoming the same way. And it's not because of the Proud Black, it's because of the niggers. This crap didn't go on 30, 40 years ago. Anybody says any different, they're totally wrong. Now, I wish there'd be somebody black that would call and have an intelligent conversation. I don't want to hear you, Osiris. You talk about your white girlfriends. I don't want to hear about your white skanky girlfriends. But every place in this area is becoming more dangerous. White people, Proud Black people, they continue to move. 5,000, over 5,000 lost in St. Louis last year, 2018, and anticipate 7,000 to 10,000 this year. And you know it's not going to stop. You know the crime's not going to stop. It's moving from North St. Louis to the Central West End, now the South St. Louis. I don't believe those boys down a little bit further south are going to put up with nigger crap. I think you're going to be in for a world of trouble if you get too far south, you niggers. So you better watch out where you go and how far you go. I talk about the politicians. This Richard Joseph Schwartz Ives, he's a former teacher at Mary Institute in St. Louis County Country Day School in Ladue. He pled guilty to paying for sex acts with a boy under the age of 15 years old. Under the age of 15. He didn't get convicted in a court of law and say, hey, I'm appealing it because they convicted me wrongly. I wasn't guilty. He pled out. He admitted to paying for sex for a boy under the age of 15 years old. His 5-year jail sentence was suspended, and he was given 5 years probation. That just happened yesterday, people. Do you understand where I'm going with all this crap? You wouldn't have heard about it if I hadn't told you. This is a fact. I remember when he was arrested a little while back. He's pled out to paying for sex acts with a boy under the age of 15. I was told he was 13. I don't know. We haven't confirmed that. But the judge, who's a politician, because they get appointed by the politicians, gave him 5 years, suspended the sentence, and gave him 5 years of probation. Now, I have to say to that, how many other kids did he molest that were afraid or ashamed to come forward? And more so than that, after he pled out, Your Honor, Your Honor, you no good little son of a bitch, whatever judge you are, black or white makes no difference. You're going to give him 5 years probation? How much sexual damage can this ass white bastard Richard Joseph Schwartz Ives, a white guy, a white piece of trash, how much damage can he do in the next 5 years? You judges don't think about it. I guarantee if it was your son under the age of 15 and it happened to him, I guarantee you 50 years wouldn't be enough, would it, Your Honor? That's the problem, people. We let these politicians run our lives. We put them in office. Don't you people, when will you people start to understand that these people didn't earn those positions? They were given those positions by us. We voted them in the office to do for us, not to do to us. And here's a prime example. I don't know who the parents are of this boy under 15 years of age, but if you're listening or anybody knows him, have him call me. We can stir up more crap. They can rescind that 5 years probation, and I cannot believe, and we're going to try to find out who the judge was. I cannot believe that any prosecutor would stand for giving this asswipe, no-count, good-for-nothing cracker, white bastard, 5 years probation. I didn't read anything in the article that we researched that said that the prosecutors tried to fight against it. saw nothing, nothing at all. So that tells me that you prosecutors aren't doing your job. That tells me that you prosecutors are also politicians. But think about it, people. If that had been your son under the age of 15, 13 is what we're being told, had some man, some asswipe, no count, good for nothing son of a bitch, give him money to perform sex acts. This is a teacher, a former teacher at Mary Institution in St. Louis Country Day in Ladue. Pleads out, gets probation. Now that whole system over there, in apparently it's St. Louis County, I would believe, I don't know for sure, but wherever it's at, that system needs to be destroyed and a new system in place. Think about it. That crap goes on and on and on, and we sit back, and here's a no-count, good-for-nothing white cracker son of a bitch. It ain't all niggers. It ain't all niggers. There's enough shame and blame in that game to go around for the ass-wipe blacks and the ass-wipe whites. Speaking of asswipe, nigger, skank, greasy, smelly, boot lip, baboon looking, black slut nigger. Well, I know there's a lot of them out there. Maxine Waters, the Democratic Congress bitch, skank, whore, nigger from California. She's all over Trump's ass again. No collusion. 2.5 year investigation. She wants impeachment. She wants this. She wants that. Do you understand, you stupid white people out there? They always send the niggers to come after the white politicians. Usually it's nigger women, because that's even worse, because again, you're a racist and a sexist, and if you can get a lesbian in there, hell, you've hit a home run. But this Maxine Waters, what a piece of crap. Nobody's talking about her. A few of the news outlets will say, oh, look what she's saying. She's a greasy, racist, no good for nothing black supremacist. Again, baboon looking, boot lip looking, smelly, greasy nigger skank. Now, she's a U.S. Congress lady. Somebody call and tell her what Bob Romanek's saying about her. Because, see, Bob Romanek doesn't give a damn, especially when I'm right. This bitch sits back on TV yesterday, today. She'll be on tomorrow, the next day, talking that crap. And it's not so much that he's a Republican, and that hurts, but he's white. You can tell when these nigger politicians, not the proud black politicians, they work along with the white community, but you can tell when these nigger skanky bastards and the nigger guys, you got Cory Booker, you got all these son of a bitches that come out, the other New York nigger congressmen, they're all coming out. Now, some of the white congressmen and senators, they'll hit Trump, but not, they send the niggers out. They're like the nigger gladiators. They send the niggers out to do the hard-hitting crap, because most white people, yeah, maybe we better back down. Maybe we better not defend Trump. Maybe we'll look like racists. Maybe my ass. You people better understand. Now, you watch it all day today, all day tomorrow, probably over the weekend and the first part of next week. You'll have all these nigger politicians coming out after Trump saying, oh, it could have been, it should have been, somebody lied. But they'll throw Maxine Waters out there, and she is a low IQ. Trump called her a low IQ Congress lady. I'd have called her a low IQ nigger skank, smelly, greasy, boot lip, baboon looking, black racist slut is what I would have called her. I won't kind of pull any punches. But even Trump, he's got to watch what he says, because if he says something out of line, then automatically he's a racist. Hell, the niggers call him a racist, and all he's trying to do is get him jobs. Maybe that's what they're pissed about. Maybe they're pissed because he's trying to get him a job. These niggers don't want jobs. Let's take one call before break. Go ahead, Thomas. You're on the dark side.
Yeah. Hey, Bob. Love your show.
Thank you.
You tell it like it is. But I used to work at Country Day School. I know this guy. And you talk about an elitist attitude and actually an elitist environment, because, I mean, a lot of pro athletes send their kids there and stuff like that. This is a stain on that place. And, I mean, they I guarantee did not want this to get out. But yeah, I know this guy, and I mean, he'd look down his nose at you. So, and he needed to have the book thrown at him.
You know, Thomas, you said you worked there. How were the instructors? I mean, why? And I'm asking you this rhetorically because I know you can't speak for them. But why would you think that the school, the prosecutors, everybody would give this guy 5 years probation after what he did to a 13, allegedly, no, not what he allegedly did. He pled out to paying for sex acts, that's plural, for a child, you hear me, under 15 years of age. How the hell does that school and that community let this crap happen?
You know what? I have no idea. It is absolutely sickening. And it just kind of opens up the eyes to everybody to kind of this elitist attitude that does exist out there, but is definitely hidden by money and, you know, who you know and all that stuff. So, I mean, you're seeing it on the college campuses now too, with the whole Lori Loughlin and Gene Newley and all that, and, you know, paying to get their kids into college. So,
yeah. You know, Thomas, you're exactly right. And how come you're no longer teaching there? You just got tired of the crap?
Oh, I didn't teach there. I worked there in a different faculty, but it was just, you know, for what people pay to go to school there, they don't pay their workers crap.
Yeah, well, that's every place, Thomas. But you knew this guy, and he always had his nose up. Apparently, he had his nose in some things that he probably shouldn't have had him in. But that's what usually happens when you get an asswipe bastard like this Richard Joseph Schwartz Ives. He's going to get 5 years probation. Let me or you look at a 15-year-old girl or a boy sideways, and they want to throw us under the jail, Thomas. Am I right or wrong?
Absolutely. I had a daughter who was molested, and
well, I'm sorry for that.
I made sure that I went to every bar that, and this happened to Belvo. He got off, but I made sure I went to every establishment that he was at, and I called him out on it.
Well, Thomas, I don't know you personally, but I know if you've done that, you're a good father. You're going to take care of your family. And, Thomas, thanks for the call, and thanks for letting us know what an asswipe bastard this Richard Joseph Schwartz Ives is.
Absolutely. Keep fighting the fight.
Okay, Thomas. Hey, and I would say the same to you and everybody else out there listening. We have to together fight the fight. People come up to me every day, and I appreciate everybody coming up. Hey, can I have a picture with you? Hey, I love that. Because the message is not about me, it's about us. This is not my cause, people. This is our cause. Together, we can win this cause. Separately, they're going to divide and conquer us, and we're going to continue down this wrong path. Callers, hold on. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio, and as always, we are proud to live in this great United States of America. Not proud of our politicians, but proud to live in this great United States of America. And always, as always, definitely proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The Grim Reaper of Radio, death, and taxes. Three things you never really want to experience. Now, let's get back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
Mm-hmm.
didn't like trouble, but if it came along, everyone that knew him knew which side that he'd be on. He never was a hero for this county's shining light, but you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom. To the dark side. People, you understand why we let these politicians get away with all this crap? 5 years probation. Now, if it had been your son or your daughter, everybody out there, listen, I don't care if you're a proud white person, proud black person, if you're a cracker, if you're a honky, or you're a nigger. How would you think if somebody molested your 13-year-old son or daughter and got 5 years probation to go out, and if they did it once, they're going to do it again? That should be life in prison. You molest a child, it should be life in prison. Now, I want somebody to argue the point that, oh, no, that's too much. No, because these pedophiles, these no-count, no-good-for-nothing rotten bastards that prey on these young children, if they've done it once, they've done it 1,000 times. Now, let them go to prison and do whatever the hell they want to do there. There'd be men and women in there that probably take care of any situation that they want. But why? Why is adults, why is intelligent people that we're supposed to be in this great country, that we let these politicians, we let these judges, we even let the prosecutors do what the hell they want to do? I want to know the parents of this 13-year-old young boy. I know you can't be happy, because if you're happy, you're not parents, you were sperm donors. It's amazing, people. Should be life in prison. Life in prison. Speaking of life in prison, this no-count asswipe bastard from Columbia, Illinois, Chris Coleman, they're trying to give him another trial. He had one appeal and it failed. Now, for some reason, they're giving him another chance for another appeal. And I talked about the defense counsel, Lloyd Quito Jr., great young man, great attorney. But I just personally couldn't see anybody that's married, that has a family, that could defend this ass white bastard. I couldn't. And it's unbelievable. But I think at the end of the day, there's enough evidence that this Chris Coleman will never, ever get out of jail for strangling his wife and two children for a piece of ass for a young gal in Florida. Think about it, people. It's amazing. And they say I'm nuts. And don't forget, the parents of all the students at Belleville West, you need to ask their teachers, you need to ask the counselors, the superintendent about the BM gang, the big money gang, the niggers that are trying to take over the high school. And apparently after everything I've exposed, and now the News Democrat exposed it after they know I exposed it, apparently there is a big problem with the BM gang. I call it the BMN gang, the big money nigger gang. See, you parents, apparently, a lot of parents don't really know what's going on. A lot of the children, they don't want to get involved. They're 15, 16, 17. They don't want to say something because they become involved. They get their parents involved. they just hope that it goes away. But see, this nigger crap, this violent crap is never going to go away. And as always, people, don't forget, you're listening to the War Radio Network, the one and only radio station in this country that has the nerve and guts to stand up, not against the proud black community, as we always say, we want them working with us, but instead to stand up and speak up loud and proud for the proud white community. WAR, W-A-R, White Awareness Radio, keeping the proud white community informed in this violent, turbulent, ever-changing world. And see, people, niggers don't care if I call them niggers. Niggers are pissed because I'm exposing them. Niggers are pissed because I'm beginning to let white people understand, and white people are understanding. White people are researching. White people are getting tired of being pushed back and back and back. And I think the time's going to come where it's all going to come to a head. Hopefully, I say no violence. But this has to stop. This violence in the street, this violence in the streets in North St. Louis is coming our way if it's not stopped. As always, you can like us on Facebook at KQQZ 1190 AM or my personal page, Crazy Reaper Bob Romanek. You can also listen to my repeat performance every day, Monday through Friday, 4 o'clock p.m. and now broadcasting from the graveyard to the graveyard shift every night at the stroke of midnight. You can stream my live show or stream my repeat performances online at insanebroadcasting.com or stream directly by downloading the TuneIn radio app. That's our preferred streaming choice. My shows are also available via podcast with iTunes or your podcast provider on your iPhone or Android device. Just search for Bob Romanek, that's R-O-M-A-N-I-K, and R, the Grim Reaper of Radio. As always, people, it's time to go, and as always, you'll get the truth, the unfiltered truth here. We're not going to soft soap anything. We're not going to be politically correct. We're not going to be politically incorrect. We're going to be today and every day politically insane because these politicians have driven us to that point. So let's continue to unite to expose these ass white bastard political parasitical perverted punks that we call politicians, both crackers, hunkies, and niggers, because there's enough shame and blame in that game to go around, as I always say. It's not just the blacks. It's some of the ass white wipes. White. So let's continue. Let's continue to unite to expose these no good son of a bitches. And as always, at the end of the day, let's do unto them what they continue until we stop them, what they continue to do unto us. Let's destroy them. Destroy them today and every day. Nothing violent. Let's destroy them politically, of course. Right here. On the dark side.
All the way from Bootlip, I mean the Boot Hill of the Ozarks, Bob Romanek, the Grim Rapper of Radio, with his brand new single, Nigga Nation. The Grim Rapper of Radio will be performing at Snoots and More in St. Louis this weekend.
Word! This is not about the Emancipation Proclamation, but instead the low-life nigger nation. All the greasy, sleazy, violent niggers need immediate incarceration to save our great nation from extermination and annihilation through the perpetration by the nigger nation. All the nigger think about is demonstration and devastation. They got to say nigger this and nigger that, and all the good people think this is no more than defecation, especially when the nigger nation cries and screams reparation. A nigger phrase that means they want something for free, or if not, there will be a nigger congregation who in desperation will have criminal determination and expectation to destroy our great nation in violation of all of our laws. The nigger nation needs to quit selling all of the illegal deadly street medication and stop their impersonations of a porch monkey. This greasy nigger nation must finally get proper socialization and integration into a decent civilization instead of all of their thug intimidation. Why the nigger nation has an infatuation with violence and criminal association. appreciation, no one knows. But if the nigger nation will act like they belong in our decent civilization, they will then get an invitation to be a respectful citizen instead of participation in all the violent confrontation. The nigger nation then needs to quit all that nasty fornication, popping out all those daddyless babies. Maybe the nigger nation ought to instead think about masturbation and copulation to the decent generation of both proud white and proud black population. The nigger nation will have a graduation from violence and then have a celebration, no longer being a low-life nigger of the nigger nation. If all this is done with proper determination, the nigger nation will then get vindication and a proclamation of dedication to quit being a nigger who wishes devastation on our great nation. But if there's any deviation from this dissertation, there will be ramification and then justification, not to give you a standing ovation or a paid vacation, but the ultimate criminal destination, a lifetime of incarceration. Now it's time for the breakdown. Nigga. And I don't mean Negro. Nigga. I don't mean black man. I mean nigga. Drop the mic, bitch.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you've been listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Radical Radio, and we are, as always, proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
The Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All-American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQZ, St. Louis.